Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. People often ask me, Dave, I want to help, but I really don't want to do a show. I don't want to do this or that. I'm not a writer. I say, okay, fine. Here's what you can do. You can take the work of people like Sarah Westall, our guest. You can take some of my work and share it far and wide and wake up a slumbering public, because people, when you realize they're coming for you, Donald Trump was right. They're not after him, as he said. They're after you. I'm just in the way. And this is exactly the truth. So please share far and wide. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And if you haven't seen this, 1,080 banks are on the watch list now. Jerome Powell 7 weeks ago said banks are going to fail. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they can keep your money because you've now been declared to be an unsecured creditor. So do you want to keep retirement connected to the bank? Can you start over? No. Do you have a nest egg? Yeah. Do you have a savings account? Do you have to maintain a bank account to live today? Probably. You keep operating capital. Let Noble Gold help you set it all up. I've been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 6 years, 7 years, and I've been a customer for six. Let them do for you what they've done for me. They ain't getting all my money unless they come to my house and physically take it from me. The bank's collapsing will not put Dave Hodges in the poorhouse like it did my mom's side of the family. So please, 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 please listen to me. They will not push you. They'll give you the options. Call them today, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, Sarah's been a guest on our show, and she covers a variety of things. And her expertise really was kind of like business management, finance, economics. But she's branched out to a lot of areas, and she just completed work on something that I found fascinating, and I'm going to call it the Matrix. And Sarah is going to tell us about the Matrix. Now, it sounds funny, but it's deadly serious, isn't it?
Well, it is deadly serious. It is for me. It is a little bit of a relaxing, more enjoyable thing to cover than all the horrible things. But this is really tied into what he got. Let's just give it an overview of this. The original screenplay was stolen, and the person who wrote it, Tom Altholz, and we're going to explain some of the details behind it, was given this download or something in the late 80s saying he really needed to write this thing. And it's amazing that the real screenplay, the original, matches quite closely to what the elites and this technocratic group really want to do to humanity. It's scary. And they stole the screenplay and made The Matrix. They copied all these elements, which we can go through, that shows that. But as we go through, and I'm doing this with Tom, I'm going to go through what the original screenplay was about and different elements of it. And it's amazing that back that long ago, he was able to map out this whole scenario of what they're actually trying to do today. It's crazy.
Let's get specific. When we see the Matrix, here's my vision. These karate moves of super light speed, blocking bullets, dodging at unbelievable speeds, jumping over trains. Okay, that's what I remember from Keanu Reeves in the movie. What specifically are we talking about with regard to the Matrix?
Well, the themes of the movie changed popular culture. Before this movie came out, people weren't talking about us living in a matrix. They weren't talking, sure, there are subcultures that did that, living in a simulation, the living forever in a simulation, uploading your mind. Just there's a lot of the red pill, blue pill, you've been red pilled. A lot of different concepts came out of this film, and our paradigms, the Neuralink that Musk does, how the hive mind, the elites control, creating a program to run the world so they can live forever with different abilities, the transhumanism abilities, that's all in this. And I mean, we can go into some details, and I got to tell you, working with Altholz, I said, you know what? Because I've been working with them for years, and I said, I need to help you bring this out in a different way. And so what I said, because some of his story behind the scenes stuff is so crazy. Holly weird, you know, when they call it Holly weird, that's really true. And so you start learning some of the details about the story behind the scenes. Like, oh, okay, this is almost too weird that the average person won't be able to, it's almost too fantastical, right? And even if it's not unprecedented, but it's too weird for the normal person. And it's just like targeted individuals. When they took it to court, even though it's factual information, the court system, and I know they're just, this is another topic, but they said it was fantastical, even though they know because the government's running these programs. But when it comes to this, the average person, we're trying to penetrate the average person's mind. So I wrote an article, which is on Substack, which is why you reached out to me and said, Sarah, we should cover this. And I went through the details, but I went through the details of how it changed in popular culture, which it really did. I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, nobody was talking about, no one I knew was talking about this stuff. But now, especially the younger generations, they all talk about this.
I
They
used to
talk about
hear
living
it
in a simulation.
in quantum physics circles, but you're right, it wasn't widespread at all. Yeah, the conversations were very limited.
It changed popular culture. And so his ideas, his themes were, which was used in the Matrix film, all the major concepts in the film was stolen from Althaus's screenplay. For example, the link in the back of the neck, you know, the neural link, he called it the neural enhancer that was linked to your body through the back of your neck. And then they changed it to Neuralink. It's like an exact replica, right? He didn't call it the Matrix. Well, the name of the movie was called the Immortals, not the Matrix. They changed
I
it to the
heard
Matrix.
this. Yeah, I did hear this before. So the guy you talked to had the play stolen from him?
Yeah, the whole
Wow.
screenplay was stolen. I have the screen in my Substack article. For people who are subscribers, they can go and they see all the evidence that was submitted to court showing the original screenplay. They have 126 parts of the screenplay broken out, showing the original versus what was in the final. And now they have about almost 200 different correlating parts, and they keep going through it. But it was either word for word exactly pulled from his screenplay, or it was essentially the same thing, just rewritten a little bit. You know, I mean, that's what journalists do all the time. They take a story, rewrite it, and whatever, but it's the exact same thing. And so the concept's there, or it's almost written the same, but he compares it. And some of it, like the ending scene in the movie, is almost identical. The characters, Neo, he called them, he had a different name for him, but he called them, kept calling them the one during the screenplay. And Neo means the one. Trinity was three characters that they put three characters together and called her Trinity. It was three characters that were important to Neo. The Oracle was a character that he said that was an anomaly that could live in and outside the program, and so it was a male who knew things. And then but the character is very similar. I mean, it's an anomaly. The agent, the robotic agents. I mean, there's so many, most, almost all of the characters are mapped. The main characters are mapped to his screenplay. But what's even more incredible are the actual concepts throughout the movie. So the Matrix, which was the program, he called it the program, which was the Matrix, right? It's this program that ran everything. The architect, that's a big one. The architect's a big one. He didn't call it, he had a name for him. He wanted to call it Hitler, but really it was tied to the technocrats because Hitler was an architect, but he
Oh,
wanted to create this perfect society.
did he go the direction of technocrats? Because if he did, he was way ahead of his time.
Well, he, you know, Nazi Germany was a technocratic society. They were technocrats. And so he used Hitler and that concept as behind the program. And I said, Tom, you know, that's technocrats. That's who's behind all this. He goes, yeah, exactly. He didn't use that word. He used the people and that analogy, but not technocrats. So he had the concept. He just didn't, but they didn't, they could, that was too far. They couldn't use the Matrix movie, couldn't use Hitler. And he kept saying he's the architect of the program. He said a great historical figure, the architect of the program. So they just scrapped all that and called him the architect. So it's the same thing. And then that's a big deal because that ties to the, I think, I believe he was onto something. This is really what's behind it, right? But the major things like the field of pods, you know, where the people are in the pods with the Neuralink behind their neck connecting everybody, that was in the screenplay. The concept between the you know, the little girl at the train station, that was in the screenplay. The there's so many things. The red and blue pill, that was in the screenplay.
Yeah.
But he had they inversed it, okay? So the red pill was still that you got to learn everything. You take the red pill, you learned everything. But you that allowed you to be part of the elites. If you were part of the elites, then you not only had all knowledge, but you were also attached to the program, the Neuralink, the neural enhancer, and you would become a transhumanist. They would improve. You'd know everything. You were super strong. You could live forever. And you were lived within a hive mind, the hive mind thing. The blue pill was a hide or is a like a pill that they the underground, the city of Zion. He even had the city of Zion. He called it Zion. He changed it to Wintergreen in a later draft, but the draft that Warner Brothers
What
got, he
year are
called
we
it
talking
Zion.
about, Sarah? What year?
He gave the draft to them, or he gave it to him in 92.
Wow.
93? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he gave it to, he called it Wintergreen because it's an actual city, US underground city. He changed it to Wintergreen, but he called it Zion. And we pitched it, he called it Zion. And the original draft that Warner Brothers got, he called it Zion. Okay.
That
But
didn't
anyway,
go over
so
well, I guarantee you.
the Wintergreen didn't. They changed it back to Zion. But the blue pill was a hijacked, or what they called it. It was a bootlegged copy of the red pill, but it was blue pill. And the blue pill allowed you to enter the program again without being attached to the matrix, to the program. But you had, like, you can go in and out. You weren't part of the hive mind, but you had the ability to operate at the level of them and were able to operate. Because if you went into the program without the pill, they could immediately sense that you were there and you'd be killed. And so they had to hide to be able to get in and them not be able to notice you. And but there's another twist to the red pill. The red pill was red because the children, all the experiments and the children that died and the people that died during the process of building the program. So it was based on the red of their blood.
Oh
So
my
the red pill
God.
was, yeah, because so many people died creating this
Wow.
program.
I've got a parallel for you. Just you just blew me away.
Yeah. What do you got?
The vaccine's killing millions. That's what you're talking about there. This guy may not have foreseen the vaccine, but that's the concept you're referring to build the
Part of
system.
it.
Okay.
Yep, part of it.
If you go with Dr. Anna Miachas, premise, and she's not the only one saying this now, that the nanobots and some of the vaccines are tied to frequency mind control.
For sure,
And
there's frequency mind control. They're trying to
so
experiment.
go back to what I'm saying here, though, originally, okay? What you just quoted about the matrix, the millions that died to create the system. Well, mind control, millions are dying to create the system.
Millions are dying to create the systems, but he went and did it further with the people who, the children that were put on hormones to the hormones, the transgender stuff. He has a whole
Oh my
tie-in to
God,
the transgender
you're
stuff. I'm
blowing me
not
away with
kidding
this.
you. No, I'm not kidding you. The hormones that they're put on, to all the people that died trying to, and because there was these agents, the agents were out there hurting and pillaging because the Oracle, who was the creator of the program, was bored and his mind was atrophying, and so he needed to do all these things to for excitement and, you know, for creativity for himself. And so these agents would go out and do rape and pillage and do these things. And so the transgender stuff came in because they didn't want any gender. They were trying to hide from the abuse that they had. So there was this whole angle with that as well in the original screenplay. It's incredible, some of these things that they took it, they watered it way down, took the cool concepts that he had, you know, the link, the neural link, the squid, all the squid. You know, like the underground city and all the robotic squid-like characters that they were fighting against, all of that was in his screenplay. But they took the liquid mirrors. The liquid mirrors were in the screenplay, And they lifted all of the cool concepts, but they had to water down the actual storyline because the storyline is what we're living today. It's incredible. And we're going to slowly release that. We just released what the red pill, blue pill was really about. And once you realize, and it does kind of make sense, the red pill, you'll get all of the knowledge. You'll figure out really what's going on, but it's an invitation to be part of the elite. It's
You know, it's interesting.
crazy.
This dovetails with part of my presentation for your mind control series that you're doing on Brighteon, and I indicated some of what you're talking about here. This really fits. You're blowing me away with a couple of these anachronisms, things before their time. Now, this guy had his play stolen from him. Was the
What happened?
manuscript physically stolen, or are we talking about a legal process? What happened?
No, what happened is, and he has the copyrights, and he has now we had a video that we put out showing that he did indeed, because they claim that they never met him. He's making everything up. Well, now he has video evidence, audio evidence of Lenny Coco, who was the best friend of the Warner Brothers producer, setting up the meeting with him. And admitting that his, because he was part of the process saying, I don't know you, I don't know you. And then he admitted on audio that my wife and my daughter remembers this meeting and it happened. And so we have audio evidence of that. And you could tell he's so emotional in that thing saying, yes, I did do this. But he has also legal, his lawyer sent with the legal stamp back in 90, was it 92 or 93? He has the original screenplay, one of the, I have to look at my thing. 92 and 93 are important dates. And so his attorneys sent the screenplay to Warner Brothers, and they have the timestamp and the evidence of sending it to Warner Brothers from back then. He has copyright evidence as well. Here, I have it up here. I can tell you when it was actual copyrighted because I have all the pictures of it. Okay, so. He wrote the screenplay in 92 and previously, and late 80s, 92 is when he had it done. He pitched it to Warner Brothers in 93 and then formally submitted via his attorney to them on June 25th, 1993. We know that for that exact date because we have the timestamp and the evidence of that. And then that cemented, once you submit that's with your attorney to the production houses, to the movie studios, that cements your ownership and your copyright. But then he later went out and got additional copyright with the Copyright Office in 95 and 98, which both preceded the film, which was released in 1999.
Yeah, here's what I wonder. This is what I suspect from what you're saying. He had volatile information that was on the drawing board for future transhumanism projects, and they didn't want this out in the way that he was presenting it. So, do we have any evidence that they changed significant things to cover up some of the things he originally said?
Well, the real important stuff, like what some of this, the true deeper meaning of a lot of this, they cut out. They really watered down the screenplay. They pulled all the cool concepts and then watered down the screenplay because I don't think the world was, it's almost a God thing. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't think the world was ready for the screenplay yet. They were ready for what came out. I'm telling Tom, I'm like, they're ready now for it. They're ready to know what this was really about now. And what happened then gave them a primer. And then everything that happened with COVID gave people a primer. Now they're ready to understand what this was really about. And so that's what I'm helping to bring out for them. It's for me, it's a project of somehow I'm like, Sarah, I have to do this. And so I reached out and said, Tom, I guess I got to do this with you. Let's do it. And so we're going to slowly put out what the screenplay was really about. It's amazing how much it matches to what we're learning is going on.
I want to go
And
back
he
to
had to.
process again. I want to focus on conversion just for a minute, and then I want to go back to the content. But what I'm hearing is there a lawsuit now that's in effect?
He had a lawsuit. Now, this is a sad, tragic situation of it. He went to court and they pretty much fixed that. You know what it's like in our justice system, okay?
You sure?
He got railroaded. His witness, they turned his witness against him, bought him a house, bought him a car, bought him a whole bunch of stuff, totally set him up to turn him. which is really sad. I mean, they bribed the guy. And I mean, that's what happened. There was too much on the line for this. And people ask, well, why the Wachowski brothers? You know, they obviously lied. Why would you pay the Wachowski brothers when you could just pay Tom? Why do that? Well, Tom had all this other stuff. Wachowski brothers were kind of like moron. I mean, they were just going to water it down and do what they were told. Plus, they were in-house people because if you, they had to pay Tom a lot more because if you pay a screenwriter, they get a certain percentage, right? He probably would have made $100 million or something. But with the Wachowskis, since they're in-house, it's not the same thing, right? They get to own the property if it's in-house. Whereas if Tom still owns it.
Yeah, what I smell here though is a content rant. There had to be a motivation for them to screw this guy, and the only thing I can think of why they'd want to screw him is because of the content of a show. So then I would think the later content would have changed and morphed some way because they didn't like what he was doing in the beginning. Or was it
They
just
did.
sim- go ahead.
These are good questions. They watered it down. They pulled all the cool concepts out, but didn't use a lot of the original intent of the storyline. You know, so it was a cool
So what
concept,
did
the
they
cool.
admit that would be a clue for us to hone in on that would be important?
What did they admit? What do you mean? What was in it?
In
Like
other
all these
words,
con.
how did what concepts did they change to morph the meaning that they wouldn't want the public to know about?
Well, they wouldn't, they didn't include the transgender stuff. They didn't include, you know, the agents being as bad
Because
as
the
they were.
transgender had not come forward yet, that's why.
They didn't include the hive mind sort of, right? Because they're all connected. So that was included. They didn't include that there was an elite group of people doing this. They had the architect all behind it and not that there was an elite group that was with. They just had this weird architect. They didn't even really understand it. Tom says they didn't even really understand it, the people who were implementing it. Now, I'm sure the others did, but they just wanted to lift all, this is his explanation. But we can add more layers to this. They wanted to lift the cool concepts and create a storyboard for the public that probably was a, you know, they always try to do what do you call it in movies where they do the they introduce you to things in movies so that you're ready for it when it happens in the real
Yeah, in
world.
other words, they desensitize you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they wanted to do the Matrix. They wanted it, the metaverse is essentially the Matrix. It's the program, right? So they were getting people ready, pre-programming, right? That's what they're doing. But these other things they couldn't put into it. They couldn't have the technocratic tie to the architect. It had to be just some weird sci-fi architect, right? They couldn't have God because he was actually fairly, he had a biblical storyline that was woven into that God comes and helps us. And they couldn't include any of that. And so they made Neo kind of this God character, and they really thought he was the one. He kept talking about Morpheus being, except he didn't have the name Morpheus, but Morpheus, his best friend, really believed in him that he was the one, right? And the in the film, they made him the godlike at the end, the Jesus type character that saves us. In his film, G Neo ends up failing, but God comes and saves. You know, there was a spiritual way that, and they had to cut all that out.
Well, okay, I'm laughing, and here's why. The antithesis to the loss of free will, the antithesis to the morphing of human beings, okay, is anti-God. I mean, that's and the antithesis is religion, it's Christianity. And this, what you're saying makes perfect sense why they had to delete the Christianity part. I'll go back quickly, and I know I've said this before, but for the benefit of the audience, when I hooked up with Vance Davis in 1992, ex-NSA, NATO, and they were told to channel from demonic spirits, Nazi techniques for getting technology. I'm not making this up, true story. Vance and his group rebelled. They end up leaving the military in a huff. They couldn't prosecute him because they didn't want this information out. But what Vance was told in his training was that when the fallen angels came to Earth, and they didn't use fallen angels, they said bad guys lost in the cosmos. They wanted to steal the human soul to get back at God, but they couldn't figure out how to do it. So they decided to morph the human being. And Vance wrote a book in 1990, published in 92, called Oh God, the name just jumped out of my head. Unbroken Promises. And he talked about transhumanism without using the term, exactly defined perfectly, well in advance of the concept. This is why they stole the script from him, because now
It was too close.
we're talking a script that's about a year apart from what Vance is doing, and they don't want this out there. They don't want people to know what was coming. They wanted to spread like the transgenderism, the anti-Christian part, the ability to mind control and hive you with vaccines and the nanobots and 5G interaction.
Yeah, the nanobots were all in there. Yeah.
This is why they did this. Yeah. And it's the same reason why Vance was persecuted by the federal government forever, forever. Today he runs a restaurant. He just
Yeah,
couldn't take, now
that's what's
occasionally
sad. I
Vance and I
know.
are really, really good friends, and Vance will occasionally come on my show because we're friends and he knows so much, but he doesn't make this, he won't go to a conference. He gets invitations to conferences. He turns them down because he doesn't want the
But
harassment.
you can understand how you get to, I mean, we've been
Yeah,
persecuted
sure.
really hard, right? And it's ratcheting up. I can understand where you just get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done. I mean, honestly, but you know, the fight, we can't, I understand it, but we can't stop. You know, I'm at this, it's hard, is all I got to say. It's really hard. But let me blow you away with a couple more concepts. The Neuralink. The problem with the Neuralink is it atrophies your brain. And so as people get connected, the hive mind and your this is another concept in there.
Yeah.
Your brain will be atrophied. Your brain is a muscle. You will stop learning how to, and we're seeing it today at a lower level with social media. There people are learning to stop, they can't critically think anymore. They
Yes.
can't, their brains have atrophied.
Because of social media, excessive use of computers. I agree with you. Yes.
And this is actually to a whole nother level where you've got the thing jacked in your neck. But you know, Elon Musk has 500 people already connected to this hive mind thing through his Neuralink. They're
Is he
testing
hive
this.
minding, or is he doing it to correct anomalies like paralysis and things like this? I mean, is it nefarious, or is it functional for medical reasons? What do you think?
I think it's both because the I think there's been many more experiments before Musk doing this. So Musk could be doing something that is more
DARPA has been
that's
doing
not
this since
nefarious because he's too
the,
public.
yeah. DARPA has been doing this before 2008. I've reported on this.
For sure. So Musk's experiments might all be for a good purpose because he's too known. But the experiments that came before this, it's kind of like the red pill. All the people that died in the experiments coming up with this technology, the goal is for the elites to be able to overcome all of these issues. So of course they're going to do, because that is their altruistic goal, and that's why they think it's good. They don't care that all these people die in the process of getting there because they're going to be able to live forever, ever, and never age and never be sick.
Boy.
It's that's the concept. It blows me away when I learn that he was given this or he wrote this in the late 80s, early 90s.
It doesn't surprise me, and I'll tell you why. I've interviewed Patrick Wood enough, and he is the guru on technocracy. I mean, he is the number
Yep,
one go-to guy.
absolutely.
And he traces technocracy back to the Roosevelt administration. They just didn't have the technology at that time. And they were trying to use Tesla technology, by the way, but they couldn't get it fully implemented. But that doesn't mean that the CIA and these covert operations groups, DARPA, did not continue the work. They did. They did continue the work. And this goes back into the history of mind control. This makes perfect sense to me
Isn't it
because,
amazing how it all
yeah,
ties in, though?
Patrick Wood's big thing is centralization. They want a centralized grid. They want a centralized transportation system. They want a centralized money system. You know,
They
that's what
want a
CBDC
program.
is. Exactly. And they want centralized human beings. And
They want us on a program.
this comes right out of Pat Wood's work, Technocracy. You've hit about four home runs with me today in this interview. You're saying some things that really connect.
Well, that's
And it,
what blew me away when I said, when Tom started hinting at some of the stuff that the real screenplay was about. And I said, My God, Tom, this is a big deal. We need to get this out. And A, because it's wrong what they did. B, because it fundamentally changed culture. And C, because this, your original screenplay matches to their agenda. So,
Amazing.
holy crap.
If I were to give this a title right now, I would say something along the lines, you're living in the Matrix, but it's not what you think. That's kind of how I'm seeing this for most people. In other words, we're not like, here's what a lot of people think. A matrix means there's no God, you're being controlled by some external scientist somewhere, blah, 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 on the planet Gooba. And then the Goobians that want to come after us and use us for their purpose. So they put us in a simulation to abuse us and use us. Okay, that's what some people think a simulation is. Some people think that God's created the simulation and we're living in it to be whatever. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But the reality is this, is that the simulation they want, not what is total control over us. And they want to thin out the herd, and the rest of us will be mindless robots for them. And you know, here's something else I read, and this relates to this. I'm going to do a piece on this today. The co-inventor of AI, and he's given the major credit, his name jumps out of my head without my notes in front of me. But he said, we're headed for extinction because of AI. But here's what I thought the whole time. We may be headed for extinction. But if you're an elitist and you're transhumanism and you're, to use their words, you're melding mind and machine together, you're now AI. And you can be connected to the
That's
same.
right. It's the hive mind. Yeah. And
Exactly. See, they won't go away. We will. They won't.
they will, yeah, the average masses will, but they won't, we won't though, because I think, you know how they're starting to put patents out on using us as batteries
Yeah.
to, we
Yes.
are the energy to run things.
Yes.
That's what, that was all in the Matrix too. That's what all those fields of humans were.
How did this guy get this information? Now we got to come back and question who is this guy and who is he talking to?
He claims he did this in the early, like, you know, late 80s, early 90s. He said he just got this images, his visions, this, I had to write this.
So he's
I don't know.
claiming clairvoyant tap into the, elitist
To,
plans. I mean,
connection to the source. I don't know. You know, when
okay.
people are, he does, yeah, we can, and you can investigate him more. That's always
But
good. It's
let me tell you
skeptical
what
about
I think.
everything.
I don't want to disparage your source, and that's not my intention for saying this. I'm not putting him down. But I find an Occam's razor, simplest explanation. I would tend to believe an insider gave him all this and he went forward with it and got dinged.
Possibly.
Okay, as opposed to some clairvoyant realization,
Possibly. I
which is
don't
the more
know.
believable story, a source or clairvoyance? Well, I take the source.
Probably, but you don't know. Some people have been, you know, Tesla claims that he got all his information through downloads. He said he didn't come up with it. Every single, a lot of these amazing people say the same thing.
I would love to have done a cognitive a neural analysis of Tesla's brain. I think it was radically different than most of us. I think he was a
Probably
freak
for
of
sure.
nature.
For sure. I don't know. It's just like Sherry. Sherry, I always say she's a living Tesla. She's 100 years ahead of her time. But
Sherry does analysis of people and characteristics and so forth, and illnesses and cures through frequency analysis and modulation. And I had to say that for the benefit of my audience that may not know who Sherry is. She's been on my show a lot, but not everyone is, you know, a
sure.
regular listener. So, I would have to say this. This guy had a source. I'm not disparaging the guy.
I don't know.
Okay.
You could be
Yeah.
right. I don't know. I'm digging into it more, but the more I dig into this, the more the evidence is accurate that he indeed had the actual screenplay first. He had all these ideas, he patented
Okay.
it, and that is there, right? And that they are, but is this whole thing contrived? I don't know. But it sure the hell is interesting. And
It's
what is really
Hollywood.
behind this?
It's Hollywood manipulation. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. A lot of people don't know this. Suzanne Collins and Margaret Turner Heydix. My son read a book by Margaret when he was in the fifth grade. And it was about one child policy coming to America, caloric control, extreme repression of the people, centralized everything. And he's reading this in the fifth grade. Now, I, as his dad, am looking at this, and you know what I do for a living now. And I'm looking at this and I go, holy crap, they're teaching New World Order stuff to our kids. This was a Christian school. So I
Wow.
called the teacher and I said, I don't want to put you on the defensive, but I'd like you to justify for me why the kids are reading a story like this with this content, skipping over the fact that it's written probably at about a seventh grade level and these are fifth graders. I said, that doesn't bother me. I said, but tell me what you're trying to accomplish. And she said, Mr. Hodges, you may think this is really weird, but I'm a really devout Christian, and this is where this stuff is going. And they're going to totally repress our kids. And I want to at least plant the idea in the kids' head that this is coming, and I feel like I'm doing God's work. And I said, I totally accept what you're saying. But here's the deal. Margaret Turner Heydix had never written anything before other than a children's novel, and she refused interviews for me, so I had some of my colleagues get a hold of her. She wouldn't go on anybody's show. All right, let me go one more example here. This is the big one. Suzanne Collins. You know what she wrote? Hunger Games. Suzanne Collins does not do interviews. Suzanne Collins was on Good Morning America as her only interview, and she bombed it, in my opinion. She couldn't intelligently discuss the concepts. Here's what I believe happened. And this relates to the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, but he'll go on everybody's show. He'll go on your show. But go
No,
ahead.
no. And I'd like to have him on, but here's my deal. Although I might have pissed him off by saying he probably had a source.
No, I don't
But
think he's
anyway,
heard
let
worse
me
than
finish
that.
this one point with Suzanne Collins. She would never do any interviews. She had never written anything, but listen to this, children's novels. She never wrote anything but children's stuff, the same as Margaret Turner Heydix. And they have all this New World Order stuff. I mean, The Hunger Games exposed Agenda 21 to the hilt in that movie. And here's what I think is likely that happened. Okay. And this is why I jumped to the source comment with your guy. I believe they were given the script by globalists to desensitize the population to what's coming. And they were told, you're an author, write a story using your linguistic skills, your writing skills, but follow this storyline and we'll make you very, very rich. And this is what
Possibly. There could be something behind it, but he's like adamant about this. He gets upset about the how they screwed up the story. He's an interesting character, so you're gonna have to you'll see. I mean, and I see the proof, and he's been fighting this for a long time. Apparently, two of his sons were killed. It's
What?
an interesting, yeah,
Hold on, let's
two
go
of
back
his
to that.
kids were
What do you
killed.
mean his sons were killed? Let's tell that story.
He has three kids, and two of his sons were killed, and in this process, and he claims this is the weirdness. This is why I said at the beginning, there's all this Hollywood weird stuff, and then there's the screenplay and whether he wrote it or not. And I said, well, let's stay with first proving that you wrote the screenplay and go through all these details first. And then once we can cement in people's minds that you actually wrote the screenplay, then you can get into all the weird crap that actually happened to you. But you are so far ahead and you question this stuff. An average person isn't going to be diving like you into looking at it because you've been involved in this industry for so long. You know the back end story. So you're like, well, wait a minute, I got to ask these questions. The average person will hear the back end story cements it in your mind. The back end stories repels the average person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so we have to be really careful because the back end stories, you know, he was being groomed to do all these things, a couple of his kids were killed. He has all these connections to, you know, senator, you know, these senators, people that came in, people were bought out to hose him over. There's supposedly a honeypot involved. He has all these stories. He almost looks nuts when he explains this stuff because it's so out there, almost like Kathy O'Brien's story, except he was, I don't know how much he was abused. I don't think he, you know, was a sex slave kind of thing, but he was involved in
I
some other
understand.
ways. Yeah. And
I
so
understand.
for you, that would help legitimize him. Like he could come on your show and talk about it all day long. But
Well,
if
tell
he's
me about
going to
his
go to
son's
the
being, how is his son's death in any way connected to what we're talking about, or is it coincidental?
Well, he believes that it was a way to get him to back off. They think that he was,
That is a
and they
tactic
were
that's
trying to go
used,
to
yeah.
him. Yeah.
That is a tactic that's used, kill the relative to get to the source. I agree.
Yeah, and so
See, a
there
lot of
was a
times when you
lot.
kill the source, you trigger a dead man switch and then it all comes out. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. All right. So that's one.
Well, I mean, there's more to it. I don't let him dive into it too much
What's
yet
his
because,
background? What's his employment background? Do you know?
well, he was working in Hollywood. He was a studio writer and he was trying to do this. He was young when he was putting this out. He was working with Pat Robertson and the Christian Coalition, and they were that group. And he says they're very, very dirty, which I don't know. I haven't dug into it more, but to
Yeah,
some of
he's
his
referring to the
stories,
700 Club, correct?
that's right.
Yeah.
And there's a tie to pedophilia and all sorts of
Really?
stuff. Yeah,
Really?
that's what he's saying. Yeah. And so, and he said they were grooming him to do some stuff within that group, and then they didn't. So there's a whole backstory with
Oh, I
this,
understand.
which you could dive into and you can learn a lot from it. But for the public, we need to at least cement that this really was a screenplay that he wrote. Now, for you and for people like you, they want to hear the backstory. Like, what the hell? You couldn't just come up with this on your own. So I don't know. There is
I'm
more
not
questions
saying
that
it's
we have to ask.
impossible. Listen, I'm not saying it's impossible. I look at John in the Bible, writing the book of Revelation. Okay. Some people say it's a madman's ramblings, but with today's current events, so much matching to what's in Revelation, it's incredible. And it's not even really a matter of, secondary comparisons and analogies. It fits much closer than that. So, listen, I can't say that he didn't get a widespread vision like John did.
Well,
I can't
he's
say.
like Adam, and he's like, we got to get this message out because it's a message of
Yeah.
hope and with God, and they took
But
out God
he's
of it.
playing with his
And
life.
I know he's been playing with this life for a while, I think. Yeah. So it's very interesting. But I want to get back to the Matrix, the program versus the Matrix. The
Sure.
Matrix,
Absolutely.
the difference between worshiping God and worshiping aliens, kind of, I mean, it's kind of like the program is what he called it, the matrix. I believe there's a math matrix that defines the universe of which God is involved, created it or whatever. God is part of it, or is it? I don't know. And then there's the program with inside the matrix. So the Matrix movie called it the Matrix when it was really just the program. And then there's a larger matrix. It's kind of like when, people are accusing Israel, or you can go anywhere you want with this,
No,
but
I agree. Yeah, let me give you
Like
something basic.
worshiping aliens versus God. Aliens
Well,
are God. God is God. Go
let me
ahead.
make it really simple. I think we all recognize if you live long enough, the power of attraction. You get what you put out in the universe. There's also karma. We've seen that over and over and over. Okay? Love begets love. Okay? Anger begets anger. These are some universal behavioral principles that fit no matter what the culture is. And so that what we look at here, that's a matrix kind of programming. God the creator has said, this is the universe I'm going to create, and these are the rules I'm putting into place. And he gave 10 commandments that fall into line with that matrix. To me, that makes perfect sense. I don't think you have to choose between matrix and God. I think God set the rules of the universe. He's the creator. I mean, it's
Yep.
kind of funny how science thinks they're smarter than God. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, didn't God create all scientific principles? Okay,
Science
so
is
sorry.
God. Yeah. If it
Exactly.
exists, it is. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Anna talks about time dilation in the vaccines. My term, not her. She doesn't like me using that term, but she went on to describe it exactly with the phrase that I use. And to me, it's the globalist way of escaping judgment day. They want to be somewhere else when it really happens. And this is what I think is one of their motivations. This is what I think this guy is really close to. Stuff that I'm discovering from the physicist about what's happening with the vaccines and human consciousness, I think matches a lot of what you're saying here. This is why I'd like to talk to him and see if I can't marry some of these concepts.
You'll enjoy the conversation, I think. And I'm just helping him get it out to in an understandable way, because he's a creative genius, right? And so I'm trying to help them get it out in an understandable way so that people can understand it, right? And that it may they can take it in pieces and then relate it to what we're experiencing today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, I'm not disparaging the guy, and I'm sorry for his loss with his sons. I feel horrible about that. And I admire him for having the courage to stay with it. You know, like I said, though, I'd like to really know more about his visions if that's what happened. And I can't say that didn't happen. But my goodness gracious here, the fact that he had all this stuff ready to come out. Do you understand? There was transgenderism in the 90s, but it was totally a mental illness. You had to go through all kinds of
That's right.
psychological counseling to get treated. They certainly, sure as hell, weren't given beta blocker, puberty blocker drugs to kids to do this crap. That stuff's less than 5 or 6 years old. That's how far ahead of his time he
Well,
was.
he was saying in the film that they were taking that to deal with their trauma, and so they wanted to be genderless because of the trauma and abuse that they
Well,
suffered.
that's what transhumanism is too.
That's right.
I mean, that's where transhumanism takes you. This is, I mean, if you look at what this administration does, they know what they're doing. This Biden administration honors every lifestyle that does not end in procreation. And they're trying to make Tommy think he's Tammy and Tammy thinks that she's Tommy. This is genderless. This is intentional. This is transhumanism. This is
It is.
fascinating. You
It's
know,
absolutely fascinating. And that's what is incredible. And then I've known him for a while. I've interviewed, this many interviews, and I finally started thinking about it. And I said, and he talked to me, Sarah, I got it. And he was talking to me for like an hour about what the real screenplay was about. And then I just started thinking about it. I said, Tom, this is incredible. We have to get this out there.
Sarah, help
And
me with a title on this show. What would you call it if you were authoring this? This is just so mind-boggling.
I don't know. It's the agenda. I don't know what to call it. It's Orwellian isn't even a good word. It's
Yeah, see, I know. I'm baffled by. I got to give this some thought before I publish this interview. What I take this as a devout Christian is that this is really trying to destroy God's prized creation. You know, he made Adam, he made Eve. The distinctions between man and women are very, very clear. Both are beautiful, both are to be honored, in complementing each other. But here, we try to take women out of a traditional role with feminism and hate males. And that's the big thing about feminism I don't like. My wife was a corporate executive with a high six-figure salary. Okay, so I'm not jealous of women that make a lot of money or successful. I admire that. I married that woman. Okay. And we've been together over 30 years. So that's not the issue. The issue is the denigration of the male, trying to make the males look weak and mean and abusive and so forth. And I love my wife.
Well,
Listen,
you don't
I
bring up one
sacrificed moving
by.
my college career forward in basketball coaching because I wanted to honor her career so we could have both on some
See,
level.
that's, but see, but that's a partnership of love. You don't bring down one sex to bring up another.
Exactly.
If
That's
one
exactly
sex
right.
is down here, you don't bring these guys down. You keep them up there and you raise them
But
up
they
and say,
don't want,
hey, we
listen,
need to raise both of us up.
you said it perfectly, though, genderless.
I
You are
know.
so on the money, and they want depopulation because they want us to be their little automaton slaves.
That's right. Well, and
This is
you
where
also
this is headed.
need to get rid of the aspects of our gender that creates a difficulty for them. Men being this testosterone and the protector kind of natural thing, women having this incredible protection for their children, they need to get rid of those kind of innate things
Sure.
because it screws them up. I mean,
This
we
is.
have this inbred, that we that to protect both of us, both sexes do. It's done differently, but it's important for the family unit, and they want to get rid of that.
It's all anti-God. If you look at what underlies the human existence, from a traditional Christian point of view, it's the family unit. And everything that's being done today is to destroy the family unit. In fact, the famous sociologist Amitai Etzioni said this. He said, a family can exist without the state, but the state can't effectively exist without the family. But they're eliminating the state by going to total globalism, a stateless world, total dictatorial control with a hive mind matrix, like you're saying. And they want to destroy the family on the route because the family is an obstacle to their end.
Well, it's like the girl in the train station, the little girl in the train station, which they totally screwed up the meaning behind that, ties a lot of those notions in too.
Man, it's just, and I look to, this came out in 2008 and then they buried it.
Well, it came
DHS
in the
leaked.
initial. Oh, go ahead.
There was a leaked video in 2008, and I got a hold of it like in 2011, I think it was. And they talked about they were looking for the God part of the brain. And when it got discovered and got public, they didn't want it to be public. They said, oh, we're just trying to eradicate Muslim fundamental terrorism. And seeing if we can't negate it by doing something with the brain. Okay. The explanation was total BS. But the thing is, they got caught red-handed trying to manipulate the brain for religious purposes. And this is making perfect sense. Transhumanism is a religion. And when people talk about the cult left, it is a cultist religion with where they're going with transhumanism and then the transgenderism and so forth. You're exactly right. This is where this guy was headed. This is where he was taking this work. That's really clear to me.
Yeah, he was trying to
Wow.
bring in a message. Yeah, it was different then. He's like, that's what he's so adamant about. And I don't think the world was ready for it then. And, the reason why some of this works with people is because women have been suppressed, right? And I always say this to my agent is they're all Christians and stuff. I'm like, Jesus came. The message of Jesus is for all of us to thrive.
That's right,
All
exactly.
of us should thrive. Women should never have been down there. We should be thriving up here with, we should all be thriving. And they're screwing it up. And that's what we have. That's the message that we have to get to.
Well, nowhere in the Bible does it say women are supposed to walk behind and two steps to the right. That's nonsense. And that's not biblical. In fact, God, Jesus, when he talked about marriage, he compared it to his mission for the church. He would die for the church the same way a husband would die for his wife. That's a pretty equal footing. They're blended into one. One protects the other. What we have done with feminism is we've taken women and taken advantage of the fact that women were unfairly suppressed and gone to the extreme.
We
And
took it out of context. Yeah, we screwed it
yeah.
up.
And it to me, it doesn't really matter at the end because these people want to get rid of all gender
That's right.
notions. This is why Tammy is Tommy and Tommy is Tammy and they're 6 years old. This
Well,
is why
that's
this is
why.
going on.
Well, that's why a lot of the feminists who are true feminists are coming out and saying, wait a minute, this isn't what this is all about. This is always about
I know.
raising us up and being equals and partners and a
Sure.
loving, which what Jesus was really preaching.
Well, you
That's
don't
what it
fire
was.
women for getting
And then,
pregnant. And that happened in my older sister's days. You don't deny a job to a woman because she's a woman. Okay. Now, do I think women should be in physical combat and war? Well, that's realities of biology. But other than that, that's a rare exception. You know, women shouldn't be denied anything.
well,
And
women shouldn't be. Here's my thing. But I'm going to take it one step further. People ask me about being in war, and I'm like, well, I always thought that we should have the, if we're free, we should have the right to fight for our own freedom. Now, that might
Everything.
not necessarily mean being on the front line when I'm going to get my ass kicked with some man that's 6'10 and I'm 5'3. I mean, that's not, but I should have the right to fight for my own freedom in a way that's
You should.
meaningful for our community
You should.
and for
Absolutely.
myself.
That's well, I look at it, you know, I'm the breadwinner now, and I have been for a number of years. But when my wife and I were first married, she made a lot more money than I did, even when I was in college coaching. And you know what? That wasn't the basis of our relationship, though. The basis of
Never
our
should be.
relationship
Yes.
was a true marriage. And this is what the globalists are trying to destroy. And this is what this guy very, very obviously he was in tune with well in advance of the public. Sarah, we're out of time, but this has been fascinating.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to
There's so
tell you,
much more.
this has been one of the most fun interviews I've done, but it's so insightful. And when the guy hears this interview,
It's fun.
I don't want to be disparaging. I'm just saying I would tend to think it's a source over a revelation, but I recognize revelations happen. So the thing
I
is I'll
don't
be open,
know. I really
but
don't know.
I'd
I
like to
gotta be
interview the
honest,
guy.
but
Send me his
seems
contact
authentic.
information, because this guy was so
I'll
far ahead of
connect
his
you.
time. And folks, this is what we're saying. What Sarah has so accurately described is the destruction of civilization as it was intended to be. This is a
That's
total
right.
perversion of the human race, and it's satanic, it's evil. I describe our administration right now as a satanic Bolshevik communist revolution. And I did a Rumble piece yesterday where I broke it down, all three of those terms, and I said, this is satanic, this is Bolshevik, this is communist, this is how it all fits together. And this guy is making my case from what you're saying. Sarah,
And he's, yeah,
tell
it's
people how to follow
authentic.
you because we're going to be out of time.
Yeah, go to sarahwestall.com, sign up for my newsletter. That brings you to my Substack, sarahwestall.substack.com. I have everything on my website, but
The
by signing
Matrix
up
was
for my
in your
newsletter,
Substack. Yeah,
it was in
exactly.
my Substack.
Yeah.
So, but sign up for my newsletter. That gets you signed up for my Substack, newsletter. That's the same thing. And, but yeah, go to my Substack if you want to see this breakdown. You can see evidence, sarahwestall.substack.com, and you can see it all there as well.
Fascinating stuff. This was so much fun because it's so relevant and interesting. And again, send me that contact information because I'm sure my audience would love to hear this guest.
I'll
Sarah,
connect you.
thanks so much. You do such great work. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.